സദാശിവ സമാരംഭം ശങ്കരാചാര്യ മധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യ പര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരു പരമ്പരാം. ഓം. ടുഡേ ഐ വിൽ ഗിവ് യു എ സമ്മറി ഓഫ് ശ്രീ രാമഗീത which occurs in Adhyatma Ramayanam. There, the Sambhada between Lord Shiva and Parvati, Lord Shiva giving the subject matter or the teaching of Lord Rama given to Lakshmana. The Rama-Lakshmana Sambhada Lord Shiva presents to Parvati. So the dialogue between Rama and Lakshmana presented as a dialogue between Parvati and Shiva. In Adhyatma Ramayanam, Uttarakanda, 5th section. It is named as Sri Rama Gita, because this is the teaching given by Lord Rama to Lakshmana. Therefore, it is called as Sri Rama Gita. Like Bhagavad Gita, this is Rama Gita. In this text, there are 62 verses. Very small text or Prakarana Grantha it is, but comprehensively presented this Vedantic teaching. You require a Upanishadic background to understand this teaching. There are totally 6 topics covered in these 62 verses. I'll give you those topics first, then I summarize each topic. The first topic is Upodghata. Upodghata from first shloka onwards up to 6th shloka. It is a Upodghata topic, introduction. Then the second topic is from 7th shloka to 10th shloka. 7th shloka up to 10th shloka. The essence of Vedantic teaching in nutshell Lord Rama gives to Lakshmana. The essence of Vedantic teaching in nutshell. Then the third topic is from 11th verse up to 23. In this third topic, the subject matter discussed is Samuchchayavada and Samuchchayavada Khandanam. 11th sloka to 13th sloka, what is Samuchchayavada? Samuchchayavada means a combination, a philosophy that which talks about the combination of action and knowledge. Samuchchayavada. Samuchchaya means combination. Vada means a philosophy or argument that which talks about the combination of action and knowledge, jnanam and karma. In the same topic, from 14th shloka to 23rd shloka, Lord Rama refutes, refutation of that Samuchchayavada. Refutation of that Samuchchayavada or refutation of that philosophy which talks about the combination of knowledge and action. Refutation of that philosophy which talks about the combination of knowledge and action. So from 11th to 23rd slokas, combination and refutation of combination. Combination is samuchaya. Then the fourth topic is from 24th shloka onwards up to 51, the main Vedanta teaching, Vedanta Vichara, analysis, Vedanta Vichara, the main Vedanta teaching elaborately Lord Rama gives to Lakshmana. Then fifth topic is from 52, shloka number 52 up to 57. Jnana Phalam, the topic of the result or benefit of this knowledge. Then the last and the final topic is from 58th shloka onwards up to 62nd shloka, Upasamhara. Upasamhara means conclusion. These are the six topics. Now each topic I will summarize briefly. The Upodghata introduction portion is begins like this. Lakshmana asked by his brother Lord Rama to leave Sita Devi in the forest when she is pregnant. At that time Lord Rama asked Lakshmana, you go and take your sister-in-law and leave her in the forest and come back. Lakshmana has to listen to his brother. He should not ask why, because he knows only to follow his brother's order. Lakshmana never questioned. Therefore, he took Sita in the chariot and left her in the forest. And he came back. You can imagine the condition, the mental condition of Rama and Lakshmana. Of course, Rama is also having that pain in his heart. I am leaving Sita in the forest, but he is not overpowered by that pain or sorrow. He knows how to balance, because he is a jnani. That experience, that situation, how Rama faced, how Lakshmana took that situation, he is overpowered by that sorrow. Lakshmana. Lakshmana is ajnani. He do not know Atma, nature. Just like a worldly people, Lakshmana was very, very sad, and he asked his brother how to come out of this sorrow. I am not able to withstand. After leaving Sita Devi in the forest, I am not able to withstand. My mind is so disturbed. Then how to come out of this sorrow? Lakshmana asked. By hearing some rumor, Lord Rama sent to Sita to the forest. Lakshmana do not know anything, any reason. But just he did his duty, but he is not able to withstand. So that situation, how to come out? Lakshmana recognized his problem. Rama is feeling more, he has to feel more painful, in more sorrow, but Rama is so peaceful, tranquil, but Lakshmana is so much disturbed. Why it is happening like this for me? This is called samsara. Shoka in one's own mind, antahkaranam, is called samsara. Diagnosing that problem within oneself, discovery is a half solution. Discovery of problem is half solution. So Lakshmana discovered his problem. What is that problem? Misunderstood I is samsara karanam. Mistaken I, not misunderstood, mistaken I is the samsara karanam. Understood I is moksha karanam. So Lakshmana has mistaken, because of ajnanam he has got an ignorance about himself. So he has recognized his helplessness. Then he has to surrender to Lord Rama, and Rama gives guidance. So therefore, diagnosis, first there is a problem. Then I cannot cure this problem. I am helpless, nissahayata. I need some external help. I require a guru. So Lakshmana comes to his brother and accept him as a guru. Then Rama starts teaching. When Rama was in the forest, Lakshmana also was in the forest. At that time this Rama Gita not happened, that subject. Because the situation has to come, some bitter experience or some pain in the heart, in his own mind. The situation triggers, makes the person to search for solution. Similarly, here also, Lakshmana, now he recognized the problem is not outside, it is within me. Problem is within me. So he diagnosed that. Then he understood his helplessness. Then he approached his brother, accepted him as guru. After accepting him as guru, then he got the teaching, Brahma Vidya, Tattvamasi Mahavakya teaching from his brother cum guru. Now guru. Now, in this we have to understand what is the samsara varnanam. Generally, in Shastra, presented in this manner. That is, first, ajnanam is the karanam. Ajnanam is the karanam. Seven steps are there. Sopanam. Sapta sopanam. For our dukkham, there are seven steps, not one. Seven. Number one, step number one is self-ignorance. Self-ignorance. Atma ajnanam is the cause. Number one. Because of that Atma Ajnanam, it leads to Adhyasa, superimposition. I mistake myself as body-mind complex. Therefore, this is called Adhyasa. I miss my Atma nature and take myself as body, mind, sense organs. I miss my Atman nature and take myself as body, mind, sense organs complex. This is called Adhyasa. Mistaken I. Because of this Adhyasa, Ahankara, it leads to Ahankara, ego. Ajnana leads to Adhyasa, that is, ignorance leads to superimposition. Then that Adhyasa leads to Ahankara. In English, superimposition leads to ego, Ahankara. This Ahankara level, I am not ever satisfied with myself, my height, my weight, my possessions. I am never satisfied with this ahankara, whatever I possess. My ahankara never allows me to be content. Truptaha. It never allows me. Ahankara keeps me always in insecurity or unhappiness or limitation. This is the ahankara problem. Why this ahankara? Because of adhyasa. Why adhyasa? Because of ignorance. Now three steps we have come. Now this dissatisfied ahankara, ahankara which is mixed with sukha dukkha mixture, ahankara, since it is not satisfied, it always wants to satisfy itself. So to satisfy, it desires one or the other all the time. I want, I want, I want. Generally they say putraishanayascha vittaishanayascha lokaishanayascha yutthaya bhikshacharyam charanti. Some people they drop all this and go to sannyasa. But this person who is having ajnana adhyasa ahankara putraishanayascha vittaishanayascha lokaishanayascha grihasthashramam charanti. Nammude conversion. Not bhikshacharyam. Grihasthashramam charanti. That is why when the boy want to go to Kashi, don't go to Kashi, I want to give my sister to you, you come, you want to get married. Grihasthashramam charanti. For what sake? Putraishanayascha, want to get children. Vittaishanayascha, want to get money. Lokaishanayascha, to go to higher lokas. So bhikshacharyam badala grihasthashramam. Instead of taking bhiksha, he becomes to give bhiksha to others. Grihasthana. So that is called kamaha, desire. So ahankara leads to kama, desire. I want to fulfill desire. I want to plan for my children and great design, great plan for grandchildren. Plan for children, great plan for grandchildren. Great, great grandchildren, like that, planning, oh, planning. Kama. So, ajnana to adhyasa to ahankara to kama. Then, because of this kama, what I do? Always I have to do something. Either this or that. Karma. Morning onwards, go on, and on, I move here and there, and I want to acquire so many things. And karma I am doing untiringly. And sometimes I feel so tired, not able to do. Legs are paining, hands are paining, because of overdoing. This is called karma. Kama leads to karma or action, interaction, vyavahara. Then because of this kama, what comes? Phalam, punya papa phalam, karma phalam. Kama leads to karma, karma leads to karma phalam in the form of punya and papa. Punya papa phalam is accumulated. Sanchita, adami, prarabdha, lot of karmas. Then next, now six over, punya papa karma phalam is the sixth step. Last and final, because of this punya papa karma, again janma. Because of janma, again maranam. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, chakram, cycle. Now seven steps. Ajnana number one leads to adhyasa number two. Adhyasa leads to ahankara number three. Ahankara leads to kama number four. Kama leads to karma number five. Karma leads to punya papa phalam number six. Punya papa phalam leads to janana marana chakram seven. This is called samsara. You should remember this chakram. What is samsara? Whole chakram comes in the, here you are, mind, vision. this is called upodghatam. Now ground is ready, samsari is ready, ajnani lakshmana. Jnani Rama prasannaha. In Bhagavad Gita prasanniva Bharata, here prasanna Ramaha. Rama is so tranquil, so calm because he is jnani. So guru is ready, shishya is ready. What comes in? Brahma Vidya begins in. So seventh shloka onwards. Now we go to second topic. Seventh shloka onwards up to tenth shloka, Lord Rama gives how to qualify oneself to get this knowledge. By getting which knowledge you can come out of these seven steps of this samsara. Hurdle game, like seven hurdles are there. You have to jump and jump and jump and go to moksha. So to get jnanam is the cause for all these problems. What must be the solution? Jnanam. To get jnanam, you have to qualify yourself. First you have to do your duties. Karma yoga abhyasa. Karma yoga and jnana yoga sadhanani. Karma yoga is meant to give jnana yogyata prapti. Yogyata means eligibility. Karma yoga helps you to get qualification to study shastra. That is called jnana yoga. Karma yoga means varnashrama dharma. Karma anushthanam means Vaidika karma anushthanam. According to your designation, your varna, your ashrama. Brahmana varna, brahmana karma, kshatriya varna, kshatriya karma, vaishya varna, vaishya karma. They have their own designation according to their varnas. And brahmacharya ashrama certain duties, grihastha ashrama certain duties, in vanaprastha ashrama certain duties, like that ashrama karma. So varna karma dharma and ashrama karma, one has to practice to qualify oneself. What is that karma yoga? Ishvara arpana buddhya karma kuru. Phalam prasada buddhya phalam svikaru. Care of which chapter of Bhagavad Gita? You are supposed to know that. Karma yoga topic is which chapter of Bhagavad Gita? Third chapter. Very very famous chapter. Karma yoga. So worshipful attitude towards your duties. Whatever duty you have to do in the family, as a wife, as a daughter-in-law, as a mother, any relation, any role you are playing, it is a worship, an offering to the Lord. Never think that action is just action, burdensome, boredom. Don't think like that. Sometimes it is so difficult to do that work. Pallu kadichinde appadiye. Pandidhan Bhagavane, idhuda unnaku arpanam sollanu. Manasila, chulinne pannanu. Because you cannot avoid it. Anyhow you are doing. Anyhow you are doing, why to do with a castor oil face? Why to do with so much drudgery, with so much pain inside? Instead of mental agony, you do with a soft mind. It is good for your health. Otherwise what will happen? You know, ulcers will come, headache will come, even indigestion will come. If I am not healthy when I am doing actions, if I do with disinterest, there is some disturbance in the body, mind. After long time we become sick. That is why karma yoga is an attitudinal change towards your action. it makes you to be qualified for that next Jnana Yoga step. Anyhow you have to do, you cannot avoid it. So do it with as an offering, with an attitude to, it's an offering to Bhagavan. Ishwararpana buddhya karma kuru. Then phalam comes. What phalam? No one will recognize your hard work. They never say you have done nicely. And they find out all minus points. Accept it as prasadam. Because I have offered this karma to Bhagavan. The result comes from where? Bhagavan. So prasada buddhya phalam svikaru. What happens? My mind gets maturity, refinement. This is only the praptam for me. It is good. That's why in meditation today I took that. So it is good for me. I want to get maturity. I need it. Maybe. That's why Bhagavan is giving this, because of my karma phalam. Bhagavan is giving this. So this is called karma yoga. Then, once I am eligible, I am qualified. Mind is refined, I got jnana yogyata, now cheerful, with energy I am doing lot of work at home. Everyone is wondering, how nice you are doing na. What is the secret na? Secret is secret na. Karma yoga. That's called karma yoga na. It's a beautiful, wonderful abhyasa. Initial stages of your life, you have to do this. Lord Rama tells to Lakshmana. Then Jnana Yoga Sadhanam. Once you are eligible, you have to study scriptures under a competent guru. What is Jnana Yoga Sadhanam? Shravanam. Systematically listen Vedantic scriptures from a competent teacher for a length of time, with dedication, with commitment, not for time pass. It is no more time pass. First I start as though time pass. Without my knowledge, I go to the class. Initially for time pass, okay. Some mental peace I am getting. Konja nimmadi. For that sake you come in the initial stages. Later you have to convert that casual learning just you have come, but you convert into a top priority in your life. That listening, just casually, just I see that Swamini or Swamiji, I am so peaceful, relaxed. This is the initial mindset. But that is not sufficient. Real sravanam, listening starts when you are totally giving priority, top priority to sravanam, listening. What for? I want to remove my confusion. I want to remove my ignorance. I want to remove my adhyasa. All problems are not outside. Here only the problem. What Pujya Swamiji says? Problem is you. Solution is you. So find out the solution in you only. That's a shravanam. For what purpose? Ajnana nivrityartham. Ajnana is the cause for samsara. Janana marana chakram. Therefore, ajnana nivrityartham shastra shravanam from a guru. Then mananam, reflecting upon the teaching to remove samshayas, doubt-free knowledge. I can't withstand with doubts. I don't want to entertain any doubt regarding myself, regarding Ishvara, regarding the world. That is mananam. Then nididhyasanam. In spite of listening also, my old problems, good old problems, all things comes in my mind, viparita bhavana, habitual orientation. In spite of listening, my anger is not coming down totally. in spite of listening, my fear, my insecurity is not coming down. This is called viparita bhavana. Viparita bhavana nivrityartham nididhyasanam. Shravana manana nididhyasana. Rama focus on shravana and nididhyasana more. Not much about mananam, but shravanam part and nididhyasanam part he highlights. So this is the second topic. Then the third topic, from 11th to 22nd shloka, jnana karma samuchaya and khandanam. Some philosophers say one has to do one's own duties as long as he lives. As one's performing the duties, one can give time for shastra also. So jnana sadhana and karma sadhana should go together. Combination. Jnana, karma. Karma you should not give up at all. Lifelong you have to perform. Lifelong you have to do. Therefore, they say karma should not be given up at any time in one's life. What about jnanam? Jnanam also, go to class also, study. But do all karmas. You should not give up. For that, samuchayavada, Rama gives an answer. No, it is not like that. Initial stages, no, you can give 75% importance to karma, because you are in grihastashrama, suppose you have to attend marriage function. Now Rama Gita class, which one is the top priority? Marriage function only, not Rama Gita class. 75% importance, that side only. Only 25% class, that's why many classes we miss, no? Grihastas, why they miss class? Reception pono, poonalaka pono, kanyanathika pono. In the function, and the function, it's all in the point. Then tomorrow they won't come to your family functions. For that sake you have to go. Obligations. So, priority for what? That was not for Vedanta. So, 75% that and 25% this. Who knows that? I know very well. From past many years I am seeing how students are not 75, even 90%. Only 10% Vedanta. Some students 30% they give, some students 5% the appappo they come. It is not their mistake, their responsibilities, what they can do. So responsibilities they cannot say, I don't want to come, I don't want to do, you cannot say that. Therefore slowly, first do karma, your duties are top priority first, more important, then slowly increase. This balance, it has to come like, by that time you become 40, 50, then karma is reducing. It comes to 20, 30, 20, 10, like that. This side, shastra study is increasing. I start seeing them often in the class. My responsibilities are over now, Swamini. Not responsibilities over. Nobody wants them. You know, they are becoming old. The children are settled somewhere. Now they are busy. They don't want these old people anyhow. So automatically priority in Vedanta increases. Naturally they come. Kashtapadave venda. Enna, they will give sufficient vairagyam for us. So that we come to shastra. Am I true or not? This is true. Okay. So shastra becomes 70%, 80%, and the 10%, 20% karma is only an abhasa. You do, but your mind is totally where? Swamini, class, Vedanta. Swamini, class, Vedanta. It is all. So your whole priority has changed. That's what Rama says. Karma yoga is important in initial stages, because in karma yoga, kartrutvam is invoked. I am a karta. Ahankara is invoked. In jnana yoga, you have to drop kartrutvam. Ahankara has to be drastically come down here. Kartrutvam is not there, possessions are not there. I am giving up all my desires and all my ambitions, all my possessions. I am not interested. I am not craving for them. Now I have only one desire. I want to be free from this janana marana samsara chakram. So here akartrutvam, there kartrutvam. There bhoktrutvam, here abhoktrutvam. Diagonally opposite. Therefore they cannot go together. That person says samasamuchaya. What we say? Kramasamuchaya. Simultaneous practice of jnana and karma is not correct. Sequential practice. First karma yoga predominantly, then jnana yoga top. Slowly you have to increase. Krama samuchaya we encourage. But anyhow you have to drop karma yoga, we have to go to jnana yoga, let me drop now itself. No. You have to get maturity. Karma yoga prepares you to jnana yoga. Without jnana yoga, karma yoga is incomplete. Without karma yoga, jnana yoga is what? Complete the word? Impossible. Without karma yoga, jnana yoga is impossible. Without jnana yoga, karma yoga is incomplete. Now both are important or not? In what way? Not samasamuchaya, but kramasamuchaya, sequential order. Kramasamuchaya means sequential order. You are taking them the percentage, the quality, time, priority change, that's all. But you have to go through karma yoga, jnana yoga, then aham brahmasmi. Then this is jnana karma samuchayavada and samuchaya khandanam. So what the samuchaya is ours? Krama samuchaya. Not samasamuchaya. Samasamuchaya means simultaneous. Yugapat, at a time. But krama samuchaya means one after the other. Next topic, 24 to 51, that is the fourth topic, about Mahavakya Vichara. Here, Lord Rama talks about that whole Vedantic methodology, how one has to study Shastra. What is the method? That method is, we call it as analysis or inquiry. Jivatma Paramatma Aitya Jnanam one has to get. I, the Jivatma, the individual self, am none other than the Paramatma, the total self. For that sake, Lord Rama takes Mahavakya, that is Tat Swam Asi. What is the primary meaning of Swam? That means you. Swam means you. What is the primary meaning? What is the secondary meaning? Primary meaning of Swam, you, is, that is, I am a mixture of five components. Do you remember five fingers? I am a mixture of five components. Stula Shariram, Sukshma Shariram, Karana Shariram, and Reflected Consciousness, Siddhabhasa, and OC, Original Consciousness. Vedanta is in on your fingertips now. Vedanta is on your fingertips. Gross body, subtle body, causal body, RC and OC. Put together, I am. I, the Jiva, am mixture of all these five components. Now Jivatma is ready with five components. Then Paramatma also, Tat in the Mahavakya. Tat means that Paramatma. Tat means that. It is a pronoun. That pronoun indicates whom? That means Paramatma. That Paramatma is also a mixture of five components. What are those five components? Gross universe, subtle universe, causal universe, reflected consciousness, macro reflected consciousness, and OC. In OC la macro micro kedaiyadu. Okay. இப்ப மேக்ரோ மைக்ரோ ஒரு க்ரோ கெட் ஓகே ஆர்சி இஸ் மைக்ரோ அண்ட் மேக்ரோ பட் நாட் ஓசி ஜியு எஸ்யு அண்ட் சியு மேக்ரோ ஆர்சி அண்ட் ஓசி வாட் அபவுட் த்வம் பாடி லெவல் ஓகே ஜி கிராஸ் பாடி ஜிபி எஸ்பி சிபி மைக்ரோ ஆர்சி சொல்லணும் மைக்ரோ ஆர்சி அண்ட் ஓசி ஸோ ஃபைவ் திஸ் சைட் ஃபைவ் திஸ் சைட் ட்வம் வித் ஃபைவ் காம்பனன்ட்ஸ் தத் வித் ஃபைவ் காம்பனன்ட்ஸ் நவ் திஸ் ஜீவாத்மா அண்ட் பரமாத்மா ஆர் ஒன் அண்ட் த சேம் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் மேக்ரோ மீடியம் உபாதி பரமாத்மா இஸ் சர்வஜ்ஞா ஆம்னிஷியன்ட் ஆம்னிபொட்டன்ட் ஆல் பர்வேடிங் உபாதி திருஷ்டியா பகவான் இஸ் பவர்ஃபுல் ஈஸ்வரஹா தி ஜீவா இஸ் அல்பீஷியன்ட் இன்செக்யூர் வித் ஃபுல் ஆஃப் லிமிடேஷன்ஸ் வித் ஃபுல் ஆஃப் ஃபியர் ஆல்வேஸ் கேஸ்வாயில் ஃபேஸ் கண்ட்ரோல்டு பை மாயா அவித்யா வேர்ஆஸ் ஈஸ்வரா கண்ட்ரோலர் ஆஃப் த மாயா நவ் ஃப்ரம் தீஸ் ஃபைவ் காம்பனன்ட்ஸ் திருஷ்டியா Can Jiva become Paramatma? This Jivatma can become Paramatma? No. Omniscient Paramatma, Alpiscient Jivatma can never be one and the same. Omnipotent Paramatma, Alpipotent Jivatma can never be the same. All-pervading Paramatma, All-pervading Jivatma, All in Tamil All. Okay. Small Jivatma, is not the same. Therefore what? Now we have to make them one. Now you have to delete certain things. You have to see what is the common. OC alone is common. There is no difference. So this is called Bhaga Tyaga Lakshana. Which Bhaga you have to give up? You have to give up Sthula Prapancha, சூக்ஷ்ம பிரபஞ்ச காரண பிரபஞ்ச அண்ட் உபாதி மாயா உபாதி ரிஃப்ளெக்டட் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் தட் யூ ஹாவ் டு டிராப் தட் பாகா யூ ஹாவ் டு கிவ் அப் ஃப்ரம் பரமாத்மா இன்டலெக்சுவலி பிசிக்கலி யூ கெனாண்ட் தென் அட் ட்வம்பத லெவல் பிரைமரி மீனிங் வித் ஃபைவ் காம்பனன்ட்ஸ் வாட் இஸ் தட் implied meaning lakshyartha I am paramatma when I say lakshyartha not from all components standpoint once you remove this gross body subtle body and causal body and reflected consciousness these are all mithya they are only false they are not real they are not satyam They are only an appearance. Therefore, vyavaharikam they are. This side four, that side four components are vyavaharikam. You have to put what components properly? And then osi potittavanna, it is like throwing the baby with bath water. We should not throw the baby with bath water. So, osi component in Paramatma, OC component in Jivatma are both are one and the same. Therefore, from Atma Drishtya, consciousness Drishtya, Aham, that is my I Lakshyartha. I meaning Lakshyartha I, original, that is the Atma Aham, same with Parama Atma. Parama you have to delete. Jiva, you have to delete. What remains? Atma. From that Atma standpoint only, I am one and the same, identical with Paramatma. Can you claim? Now you are Paramatma or not? Tell me. I am never Paramatma like ordinary wife, husband and living with this body, mind, complex, ahankara. You can never be Paramatma. You can never be the Ishvara. And the Ishvaranukulla irukkara Atma component, enakulla irukkara Atma component, it is a Satyam. Body, mind is not Satyam. What is real? Atma, Atma. How many Atmas?
One
are. There are no two Atmas. So, what is false, what is mithya, you have to drop. What is Satyam, you have to take. So, from that Satya Atma standpoint, I am Mayeva Sakalam Jatam. I am the Adhishtanam, I am the substratum, I am the source of this entire universe. Who am I? Sat, Chit, Ananda. I am not a housewife, ordinary housewife, miserable housewife, living so and so Mailapur, T. Nagar. That is my art, incidental. Incidental role. It's not my true nature. It is not my true nature at all. If I take that as my true nature, I have to pay the price. The suffering will never go, insecurity will never go, fear will never go, limitations will never go. They continue, they chase you. They come behind you. And if I wear chappal, immediately you wear what? And the coat. Naan. That is, you wear, but you know that is a vesham. I am Atma, this is my vesham. Every one of us can say, I am Atma, this is my vesham. Temporary vesham. Vesham is real or veshi is real? Veshi is real. Cholro. At least say loudly, one day it becomes real. Fake it and make it. There is no dukkham. Once I say, I am Paramatma. Now, this is wrong or right to say Paramatma? This is the only right statement. This is the truth. From body, mind, complex, ahankara standpoint, you are never the Paramatma Ishvara. You have to go to temple, you have to do pradakshana from vyavaharika drishtya, as a mother, as a father, as a brother, as a sister, as a daughter. You have your own prayers, go and do. But ulle pulle, I am Atma only. Avarku sollanu. You have to, while praying, prayer is only for my family, but you and I are both are one and the same. And the mood it. Appudu Bhagavan romba santoshapaduvar. He is so happy. His prayers are just for incidental I am doing. இது நமக்குள்ள இருக்கிற ஒரு ஜஸ்ட் சீக்ரெட். ஐ நோ யூ ஆர் மீ, ஐ ஆம் யூ, பட் மை பிரேயர்ஸ் ஓன்லி ஃபார் தேர் சேக் ஐ ஆம் டூயிங். இப்படியே பண்ணணும் ஃபார் தேர் சேக். எல்லாம் ஆக்ஷன், டிராமா. வேஷம் இல்லையோ, வேஷம் இருந்தா என்ன பண்ணணும்? டிராமா. பட் அதர் பீப்புள் ஷுட் நாட் நோ யூ ஆர் டூயிங் டிராமா. யூ ஹாவ் டு ஆக்ட் ப்ராப்பர்லி. If you don't act properly, dialogues won't properly, people won't say once more. What they do? They'll blame you. Therefore, play your role well, get once more, clap. Okay, that is the best, intelligently living. Living intelligently. This is the teaching. Crux of Vedanta. Tatu Tvam Asi. Who said? Rama said. To whom? Lakshmana. It is to us also. Then what Lakshmana has to say? Aham Brahma Asmi. What we have to say? Aham Brahma Asmi. Now you are Brahman or not? Yes. If you don't say you are Brahman, you have Brahma Anardham. Brahman avad irkanam, Brahma avad irkanam. Brahma illanna Brahman. Brahma jnana illanna Brahma. Bhranti, Adhyasa. So you are all free from Adhyasa. You are all free from Ajnana. You have Jnanam. See? Aham Brahmasmi Jnanam. So this is the main teaching. For this Lord Rama gives one sadhana, Omkara, from Mandukya. He takes as a Nididhyasanam. டு இன்டர்னலைஸ் யுவர் டீச்சிங் அஸ் அ நிதித்யாசனம் அகார உகார மகார. The gross you have to dissolve into subtle, subtle nama rupa you have to dissolve into causal, and causal nama rupa dissolve into Brahman. Omkara is nothing but the entire nama rupa prapancha. Nama rupa prapancha is mithya. Om you say, the silence is suriya atma satyam. That means nama rupa rahita Brahman is satyam. So every nama, every rupa is false. Every nama, every rupa is false. Every name and form is false. To whom that nama, to whom that rupa is given is satyam. To whom we have given that nama rupa, that easiness, consciousness. Existence, consciousness, principle, invisible. It cannot be seen, but you have to understand. Clippies, my keys, I is in Tulvela. Enna solano? I am. Is, am. All these are the names given to Brahman. I am that awareness. I am consciousness. I am conscious of. I am awareness. This is called jnanam. Who am I now? I am Sakshi Chaitanyam, aware of every nama rupa. I am the truth. Nama rupa is my beauty, my vibhuti. With this, this topic is over. Then, fifth topic from 52 to 59, Jnana Phalam. Once I understand I am Brahman, what is Phalam? Jivan Mukti. I, the Atma, am ever free from Janana, Marana, Vyadhi, Jara, all problems. I don't have. Who is having them? Body alone is having. Emotional problems? Mind alone is having emotional problems. I am not the mind. So I don't have any emotional problems. I am muktaha, free. When? Jivan eva, while living itself. While looking at this spot itself, you can say there is no spot. Similarly, by touching this body itself, I am not this body. Who am I? I am the witnesser of the body. I am the subject. Body is object. Object is different from the subject. I am the knower, body is known by me. Drishyam. Therefore, I am awarer, knower, observer, Sakshi Chaitanyam, Satyam, body is mithya. This is called Jivan Mukti. Claiming, just claiming you are Brahman. Nothing will happen, no change in your face. Appadiye irukum face. Height, weight, wherever you are, appadiye irukum. But you claim, I am Brahman. When you are Brahman, tell me. Before coming to class also, you are Brahman only, but you do not know that. I was Brahman, I am Brahman, I ever will be after wearing chappal, after going home. Brahman only. Who can say you are not Brahman? Tell me now. Is it possible for even Ishvara cannot say you are not Brahman? You can say Bhagavan, you can show thumb. You are also Vyavaharikam. Body also Vyavaharikam. But you the Atma, I the Atma am, both are one and the same. See, what a greatness, no? This is what your greatness. Amrutatvam na asatoma sadgamaya. Jivan Mukti. Then what? Videha Mukti. After leaving this body, do I have birth? No. I the Atma manifest in another body if I want. Otherwise, I don't manifest. Therefore, all bodies are manifesting in me. I am not getting birth. Bodies are coming in me. Bodies are going in me. All bubbles are coming in that water. Waves are coming in the water. Bubbles and waves are going into the water. I am like water-like consciousness. In me, body bubbles, ஆர் கமிங், பாடி பபுள்ஸ் ஆர் கோயிங். ஐ ஆம் இன் த பாடி ஆர் பாடிஸ் ஆர் இன் மீ? ஆல் பாடிஸ் ஆர் இன் மீ. அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்? ப்ரீவியஸ்லி வாட்? ஐ ஆம் இன் த பாடி. ஐ ஆம் இன் த பாடி. நவ் வாட் ஐ ஹாவ் டு சே? ஆல் பாடிஸ் ஆர் இன் மீ. ஹவு மெனி பாடிஸ்? லெட் தெம் கம். சோ மெனி பாடிஸ் பால்யாதிஷ்வபி ஜாகிரதாதிஷு. Like that you see all are coming and going. But what is status? Who will give this status? Only Shastra gives. This is called Vireha Mukti. Jnani is free from Punya, Papa. Sanchita Karma is burnt down. Agami Karma is avoided. Prarabdha is exhausted. Clear? No Punya, Papa at all. The last topic is, if this is difficult for you, Lord Krishna, Lama says, Rama says, hey Lakshmana, if this is difficult for you, you worship me in Saguna form for some more time. I will help you slowly. You will come to Nirguna Brahma Jnanam. Lord Rama admire at Jnanis, Uttam Adhikaris like you, and straight away understand Aham Brahmasmi. Some people, Manda Adhikaris, not able to claim, in spite of listening, I have a little doubt, Swami. Enak varuma mokshana, you are already muktahan chonna. So Lord Rama says, for such a Manda Adhikaris, let them continue Saguna, Rama, Jhanam, Puja, Archana, everything. Slowly, they will also get qualification. Therefore, what you have to do? If you are Uttam Adhikari, Aham Brahmasmi, and give this benefit of knowledge to others by just in your family, wherever you are, share with them in a form of Nididhyasanam. You can share this, you can read this, you can listen again and again. Be always in Brahma, Brahmi Sthiti. So you are not giving any problem to others. Okay, so if you are Mandahikari, continue your sadhana, puja, etc. Anyhow, Uttamahikari enna Aham Brahmasmi Jnanam, Mandahikari enna konja naalu kadichi avladha, after some time you get Jnanam, no problem. Anyhow, you are Brahman only. Okay, therefore with this Ramagita teaching is over, given by Lord Rama to Lakshmana. தத்துவமசி மகாவாக்கிய துவார அஹம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி ஜ்ஞானம். ஐ கன்க்ளூட் வித் திஸ் தி சம்மரி ஆஃப் ராமகீதா. ஓம் பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம்.